Matamche la ngadu traki dele dan chapche tueba dan samba dan gombe kira gongni gongdon perde ta ye pe simje na la pemba jache mo jo
manu ye. Good morning to everyone gathered here. May your knowledge deriving from listening, reflecting and meditating grow and develop further and further and be of benefit to limitless numbers of sentient beings. Today we should sing many Minarepa songs. And while you're singing, while we are singing, we should be meditating. To meditate at the same time that you are singing, that's the best.
Rinpoche has
now explained many of these songs, and he said it's not, if we just sing it once or twice, then we just forget it all, we lose it all. There's no benefit in that. We have to sing songs many, 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 many times, repeating again and again, and think about the meaning.
Po kanchin jung do nanjur jewan so malare pe ngor hajang mangbo song bala tin de tene kaju pala ngor ke loksor hajang chembo dang jung ma che ba tada pa de jung ma che pa song ware tene pa pa chu kaju pa chu pe ke la malare pe Sungorteso, tu jundo, tanda, gortangre.
In the land of the snows of Tibet, Milarepa sang an incredible number of dohas, of songs of realization. And because of that, this tradition of singing songs of realization has persisted in the Kagyu lineage throughout the course of time, uninterruptedly, down to the present day. And the songs of Milarepa are still being sung.
The name Milarepa Songor to so Tangbo Songbe Kapsu Yang, Lamsang Golda Songware, direct Herjang Golda Songbare, Sam Jab Titundumare, Lamsang Gors and Songbare. Tene tanda yang doenba kapsun gorse nandona, tene chorvala, tene semlan jorba cheper chenyongre, nöpa cheper chenyongre.
When Milarepa sang these songs, he did it extemporaneously. He sang them immediately as soon as he was requested some teaching. It's not that he thought about it first and then wrote it down and then sang it. It came pouring out immediately, and this is still done. Masters who do this, who are able to do it, have to have a particular ability or power in order to do this.
Tene jorte lo tangna digere garba yo mare jagar je chua samse kere ne bol jor peke ne rang lokso zote ngor tangre pacha tangre ten rao digere yapo yere.
So now these songs are being translated into the languages of the different countries of Europe and the Western world, and they are being sung in a way that goes with the languages that they are being translated into and accords with the traditions and customs of the countries that they are being sung in. And this is quite all right. This is a good way to do it. It's the same thing that happened when the Dharma was translated from Sanskrit, from the customs that it had been had grown up in India, and then was translated into Tibetan. And there, it was also adapted to the local traditions, and the whole tradition of pujas and so on was formed in accordance with the Tibetan cultural background. So the essential point here is that the songs should be made in such a way that through singing them, one's mind is moved. For example, that one generates faith, or one feels the renunciation that is being expressed in the song. That's the important point to be accomplished. So now we'll sing the song of meaningful connection. So now we will sing this song called the Happy Ending Song in German. And this song deals with... So we don't, you don't have it in German.
We'll
have to say aspiration, which he expressed in the words, if I can die right here in this retreat, that would fulfill this yogi's intention quite well. So this was his... And this expresses Milarepa's uncompromising way of doing a retreat, that he did it, when he did retreat, he did it completely. He put himself into it totally and one-pointedly, without any sort of doubt. And we should make the same sort of aspiration to be able to practice in such a way. And here we have at Kamalashila and at Helscheid, we have places which are ideal for either doing practice retreats or for doing study. The song addresses itself primarily to the practice situation. So we should sing the song thinking that we ourselves are making this aspiration to be able to practice in this total kind of way that's expressed in the song.
Lama trahida lama chodo dorje ni yore lama yore khangba yore ta tene cherang so loma su dhupa jamna tene dhupa jape tende loma mambo zom dhupa jamna tene dhupa jape jayage tende kanga tsang yungre.
Here you have all of the connections necessary. You have all of the requirements, the necessary prerequisites for doing the practice. You have a good house to do it in, and you have an excellent Lama, Chodob Dorje,
Lama Trashi,
and Lama Trashi to lead you. So this forms the ideal requirements for doing proper practice.
Tene yedam jaso drupa jana lama ni choga salin yapu hikare torma da chingor taso kanga chasang yapu hikare tene ete pasam sopa yukare.
And for the deity practices...
Tanda yapu yukwa.
For doing the deity meditation practices, you also have ideal conditions with the lamas present and also with the musical instruments and with the mandalas and the tormas.
Kanga, chasang kanga, nga donya, romu, sinyi, choga, yena, kanga, konyi, yabu, hikino.
And the two lamas are completely expert in the musical instruments and the jeling and the cymbals and so on, and capable of transmitting this kind of information. So you have really an ideal situation for this kind of practice.
America la kama tere ya ne dukang yeren dukang ni yere teso la yan tene choga salin la ya da chungko la ya la lama trahi da lama chodo do je koni den den yo bare konso dukan na ne yabu jang so choga salin yabu hi gendo jalen yabu tang hi gendo torma yabu ja hi gendo tene dukang so chungko la yabu lo jong ten do
The two lamas that you have here are also invited to come to Kamatriyana Dharma Chakra Center in America
Drukang.
To teach these
Drukang yore, retreat. No. Retreat ni yore.
To teach these
Puyo retreat, Pomu retreat ni yore.
To teach these same skills of the jalings and the cymbals and the mudras
Jogi
and
the, Ganga.
All of the
Dorma.
How to make the tormas and everything at these two retreat centers in Kamatriyana Dharma Chakra. There's one retreat center there for men, one for women, where they do three retreats. And your two lamas are so expert at this that they are invited over there to teach them. So you should, you know, it would be a shame to have them here and not use them and not study with them. Not learn these things through them. They are really very skilled lamas.
Dharma course da chang chang jialing da ya da romo da tundu course da mada zone lobjong zone ya bodo. Lama nyin da na pa te lo chu chu chi yong do jen na bo yo ba re. Ore. Rama.
Dan ta pa chi chu chi.
Ne da lo mambo da da na lo mambo yo ba re. Te chera so lobjong ya bo zo ko. Rama. Rama. America la pa kon Dabare se nye se yo, tene se kwan se lopjong yabu so chandu. Hako son, chuchu tong tong re. Dena lo mambu yu lopjong ma se ne yabu yu ma re. Hako son. Te sarpa jila tichi.
So, it would be good if you arranged courses sometimes to study these things. For example, have a course where you learn how to make the tormas, course where you learn how to play the jaling, how to do how the music for these goes, and so on. You should make these kind of courses. Now the Lama Chodo Dorje will be staying for a long time. He has been here already for a long time. But now he's getting assignments other places, being invited around other places. So maybe you should be aware that the time is precious. You have to use the time that he is here in order to learn these things.
Then retro the drapa japa tela yang mataba marina yang retro la tenda voya po de togo maritina tene jeta godo rang lungbake lalloji godo.
When you go in retreat, if you don't remember in permanence, then your retreat practice will not go well. So it's important to remember in permanence and to. uh, And it's good if you can sing this song about impermanence in your own language.
Your language.
We will sing the delights. Majik Lobdun said, leave your body as a corpse.
Corpse.
Leave it without any owner. Leave your mind as space. Leave it without any reference point. So what does it mean to say leave it like a corpse? Leave your body like a corpse. It means to rest in a state in which one has no attachment to the body as being oneself, or being a self, or as belonging to oneself, or where one thinks that the body is real or truly existent. Or, in other words, where one has no attachment to the body at all. That's how one should be. And why is the example of a corpse used?
Corpse.
It's because the corpse doesn't think, oh, I am a great corpse. And this is my corpse, so it must be good. And in the same way, the body doesn't really think, the body itself does not think, I am a body and I am his body or her body, or this body is me. So we can learn that also, not to think of the body in being that way, but to think of it in the same way that a corpse would, without any sort of idea of it being oneself or belonging to oneself, without an idea of it as being something really and truly existing, and without any attachment towards it. And when it comes to Dharma practice, that is the kind of attitude that one should bring to the practice. One should practice from that framework. Any kind of idea of self, of true existence, of attachment, is something created by the concepts. It's a conceptual hoax.
Corpse.
One should not have that kind of conceptual framework for one's practice.
Tene lu roi chod ya te lu la danzin pang pang na tene nang deva thapa ina yang nga su cheva thoma mai pa ni tene lu la khencha chimpe pakha yebse na ten rao tene lu roi chorte ya te lu le khencha pan to thop kale kha bo yore te pam che de tene cho che lo la lu jin ba lu kon cho la yan che pa por te tene lu la dan zen che bar sin ji lo su so wa ta ma sim chin tham che la tene lu Chojintan, Chepard the Zumiji Simpin Dela, Lu Jimba Tang, then Lula Danzin Hiva Malamja, Tatendao Zogre, then Dao Lun Chojin said, but the Lula Danzin Hiva Taptang, Lula Tain, the Tots of Tabri. Take some.
So this attachment that one has to the body as being a self or belonging to a self is something that one should If you are able to understand that it is only something that is an idea, a conceptual habit, then one will be able to break that habit and give up that kind of thinking to a certain degree, and that will result in an inner happiness. Nevertheless, the tendency or the habit to think in that way is very strong. Has very strong hold of us, and it's difficult to break it completely. This requires more profound methods, and two of such methods that Rinpoche is teaching is first to think of one's body as sok, as an offering material, which one is offering to the three rare and supreme ones. So Rinpoche is the television picture and I'm the sound. And having offered it like this, then one can think that now I will offer this body also to all sentient beings, and in particular to formless sentient beings and demonic forces, ghosts and so on, offered to all of them to pacify them. So there are these two methods that one can use as profound ways of working with this type of habit of relating to the body as a self or belonging to a self, either by both by offering it to the to suitable objects of offering, such as to offering it to the rare and supreme ones, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and also by offering it to beings who need some kind of offering. This goes together with a practice called chu, or cutting, which is was traditionally in Tibet practiced in cemeteries. You go to a cemetery, to a frightening place, to an empty temple or an empty house, or to some ruin somewhere, some place where there are a lot of demons, a lot of ghosts, a lot of awful creatures. and you do this at night and offer your body to them. And why do something like this? It is out of compassion for beings that one does this. In this practice, one uses a kongling, which means a thigh bone trumpet. So you blow into this thigh bone, and it's a human thigh bone. And the purpose of that is to invite the ghosts and the demons and all of the negative forces, so you're calling them. You're saying, come, come quickly, there's something to eat. Here's something for you. you don't blow the kongling when you're sending them off. It's something to track their attention and call them and say, the food's ready. Another reason for going to cemeteries and other frightening places at night in order to practice like this is in order to work with the fear that one has, and to be more specific, to work with the thought, with the thought of fear. So fear is a concept, and one is working with this concept. And to be even more specific, one is working with the essence of that concept of fear. And there are two ways that one can do that. One is by looking straight into the essence of the concept of fear and resting relaxed within that essence. That's the Mahamudra way. The other way is to examine or analyze the essence of that concept of fear with the eye of prajna, of higher knowledge, and discover that it is empty. So the essence of the concept itself is emptiness. By applying one's higher knowledge to that, one can discover it, and in doing so, one will be practicing the emptiness through this. So these two reasons are also extremely essential to this practice.
Semna namka chordo ya mikpa me ba chordo ya sung ba ten da te chik dang bo semna namka chordo ya sung ji te kare sa na sem je ne lo kpe ba dan tra ba re nam kha la teng da wo mun do ta da wo mun do kpe ba yo ma re tu mi je pe yang na tu da je pe yang nam kha rung re ti se na sem je ne lo de drupan ta tam che da drava tongpa nyi yinpa se na namka chordu yo hyo se che te sem namka sem che ne lok tu da namka tabo lo zo chu ma zi sombre drondo ma zi, dro ma ta, kurpa ma ta mikpa me pa chordu yo gompa kapso mikpa ma zi yue par mikpa, me par mikpa, ngupo ngume la sopa ma sam sem tu da je ngang di ya gugundu ho sombre te tuen tam
The next two lines that were cited said, leave your mind as space, leave it without any reference point. So what does this mean? to leave your mind as space means to rest in the fundamental nature of mind, which is completely beyond and free of any conceptual constructs. So the nature of mind itself has no center, it has no outer edge, it has no sort of conceptual parameters through which you could measure or know it conceptually. And the example for this is space. When the text says, leave it, leave your mind as space, leave means leave it alone. Don't try to artificially create this state. So it is a resting within the nature of mind, which is without any contrivance, and there is no exaggeration and denial being entertained towards the nature of mind. Exaggeration means thinking of the nature of mind as being something truly existent. Denial means denying that it exists at all. Then the last line here, leave it without any reference point, means that there is no there are no conceptual signposts through which you can relate to mind. For example, you can't relate to it as something existing, or as something non-existing, or as some kind of combination of the two, or as the denial of both. Any sort of conceptual apparatus does not sufficiently describe mind and will not give you the experience of it. So what this line says is rest within that which has no conceptual grounding, the emptiness. This is the way to meditate on the emptiness.
Keda pari se kele yusare, jamine kele duke.
Muduke.
Muduke. Oya. Te inji kele yare. Inji kele lo, pari se kele lo. Jis jamine kele jopo. Marbe.
The life story of Matsik Labdhan is available in translated form in French and English. At the moment, it's not available in German, but it can be translated into German later.
It's a short
version.
Samri Karma.
Einer von Rinpoches Schülern, Jerome, der viel in Tibet gereist ist, der hat ein Buch geschrieben, wo die ausführliche Lebensgeschichte, von Matsik Labdhan darstellt. Und die gibt es auf Englisch, nämlich auf Französisch. Jerome, du? Und die französische Ausgabe ist kurz vor der Veröffentlichung. Und Jerome war auch in Tibet an dem Geburtsplatz von Matsik Labdhan, der Samri Karma heißt. Und der liegt etwas südlich von Samri.
Dene chonyan se lingi tsu Matsik Labdhan nam tar lo ne yakudu.
Those of you who are practicing the chu, it's very good if you read the life story of Matsik Labdhan.
Diejenigen von euch, die chu praktizieren, die sollten unbedingt Matsik Labdhans Lebensgeschichte.
Do you have any questions?
Habt ihr Fragen?
If you have questions, please make them short because there's not much time.
Ich habe mal gehört, dass es nicht stimmt, dass in Tibet auch Deutschland gestorben sind, die erholt geworden sind. Und zwar, weil da alles soll bis zum Skelett abgemagert sein.
So schiebe.
Virginia Mselem hat die Ninge Kashi Yorebe, Penem Morange, Range Dedau, Tusong, Burla, Chupa, Yamselem Kashi, Niga Chumore, Penem Rechik Lula, Dena, Yang. Yang Jia Doma Song, Dele Doma Song. Yang Na Kashi Shi Song, Yang Na Kashi Nyumpa Cha Song, Yang Na Kashi King Wu Dao Dole.
Jula, Ningye Zan, Ningye Yapo Gom Gondo, Ningye Mina, Dene Nika Yore, Ningye Tempo Yona Nika Yomare.
So it's important in connection with this practice to do it out of compassion, to do it with great compassion. And that's the first thing that should be clear, that it is a way of practicing compassion, a meditation on compassion. And if one does it with compassion, there is no danger. But one must also know the visualization. One has to know the particulars, the details of the visualization, how to do it properly. So one should do the true practice in proper way, using the visualization with the motivation of compassion and with great faith. And if you do it in this way, then there is no danger.
The same je ne lok to go gre, same je ne lok to kwa la, hirap go gondo, toni to pe hirap go gondo, te ten la tarong sinab la yang ten go gre. Jo yor jo pe la ma sinab la ten go gre, te se na, Tene magic love to do him, Namdal law. Magic love to do him, Ichi jeteba govando. Ichi jeteba yona tinis in amjogre. Tetare ningi, hirap, teba som yona tinni nika yungumare. Nika sona young gawiyore.
The practice of Chö requires a certain degree of understanding of the fundamental nature of the mind. In other words, it requires the prajna, or the higher intelligence, which recognizes the emptiness, recognizes the empty nature of fundamental mind. And it also requires the blessing of a qualified guru, and this is why Rinpoche suggests that those who are doing this practice should read the life story of Machik Labdrin, who is such a guru and who is able to give the proper blessing. And this blessing then is combined with one's own understanding, one's own prajna, the intelligence through which one has understood basically what is going on. So it is a combination of faith, which gives access to the blessing, and understanding, which connects you up with the nature of your own mind. And if you do the practice in this way, with compassion, with faith, and with knowledge, then there is no danger whatsoever. On the contrary, it will cause you great joy. In connection with the Chu practice, one offers certain prayers, like aspiration prayer, where one says, if I am to die, then let me die. If I am to get ill, then let me get ill. And this is a prayer, the purpose of this prayer is to bring you, to get you beyond hope and fear in connection with the practice. To get you to transcend hope and fear in connection with the practice. And the meaning of saying, if I am to become ill, then let me become ill, is there could be a situation where if you are not ill, you may be committing a lot of wrongdoing, or negative action, whereas if you became ill, you would not be doing that. And similarly, there could be situations where if you died, you would avoid committing a lot of negative actions, which you otherwise would have committed if you did not die. And in those cases, it would be better to get ill and to die than not. the real point of the prayer is to counteract hope and fear in connection with the practice. The hopes about what you, hopes and expectations of what you hope to achieve through the practice, or fears about what you may not achieve. The purpose of the prayer is to get you beyond that kind of thinking. And if you do so, then the result of such an aspiration prayer will be you will feel very well.
Tene lama sanam chinje wang korwa, loma teba chinje, sovan teba nyin zo na nyotan jarwa tende re, tende chi nyingpo trahi se jute lalop chen dreva yapo zo kukure, lama da loma soson roba kapson dreva yapo, chona tene yang te trahi chi nyingpo re.
Soson
roba kapson. Re, ji so, soson roba kapson, pena loma dropa jagan roba yino, Laman le, laman tani, so doba kap so tende yabo so ko deva yabo so ko
de
me na de tende re te te me na ji sun jar ba tende ja ji sun jar ba tende yang yabo yong ma re te ni nyam la lop chen deva yabo ko
no so this verse is referring to the blessing of the lama and the faith of the student meeting, and when they do so, a certain amount of luck is needed. This refers to when they part their ways, each goes a separate way. One needs a certain amount of luck in order to be able to meet again. It's not certain that you will meet again. So this is a kind of the essence of this connection is to have that the prosperity. You don't have to use the word luck if you don't like that word. Say prosperity, well-being. I don't know. There's a whole list of synonyms. Shenpen maybe has synonyms.
More like auspiciousness.
Auspiciousness. You may have the auspiciousness of meeting the Lama again. If you like that word better, the good fortune. So have the good fortune, that's luck, right? We have the good fortune of meeting the Lama again properly.
Ah.
Also der Vers, Hand davon, es geht in diesem Vers um den
Deva Chepartin Koko. Drupal paper caps, payul paper caps. Malare paka lama condela malamja, marpa loza catene, malam da trahi song songa, or ten raven deva yapoko. Ten raven deva la coco.
So when Milarepa was parting from Marpa to go to his own, to go out to the mountains to practice, they offered prayers of, trashi prayers. Prayers of good fortune, in order to strengthen the connection between them, or to maintain the connection that they have. So you could say this kind of luck or good fortune or auspiciousness has to do with keeping the connection to the Lama open, keeping it strong, keeping it correct.
Seht ihr, dass man immer Wunschgebete macht? Am Ende ihrer Praxis macht man eigentlich ein Wunschgebet. Und das ist eine alte Tradition. Als Milarepa Marpa verließ, um erstmal wieder an seinen Geburtsplatz zu gehen und von da in die Lage zu meditieren zu gehen, hat er entsprechende Wunschgebete für Glück an Marpa gerichtet. Marpa hat solche an Naropa gerichtet. Denn es ist wichtig, dass die Verbindung mit dem Lama aufrechterhalten bleibt, dass sie sich nicht schwächt, dass sie nicht unsauber wird, dass sie rein und stark bleibt. Und dazu macht man diese Wunschgebete.
The fact that we
ended on this note, speaking of good fortune, is a good connection.
Malare pa nyangile mande bungwene yoso deva mulam sumbare, te mulam de dongo gundo. Cheer simchin tamje devo chipo yoma. Chepar dongason zamling the sagong de devo yoma. Te nang in tene tandangason jamini lombare, jamini lomban de young devo yoma malam de yago gundo. Te malare pa dancing drop a nanjur bare, mulam lenova chamber yungare, pendo yum. Marve. Rere.
We will now sing Milarepa's song, which here is given the name A Departing Aspiration Prayer.
Tundam Simjin Nelok Saja Jambo Munzum to Top at Topje, Gunzo Tendin Nama, Juma Milan Chodatavari Hite. Shenpa mepa go ni, ta yepa simji na la penpa jya chenpa jo malang yo.
Rinpoche's parting words are an aspiration prayer for you that you may directly realize the fundamental nature of mind, the clarity, emptiness, inseparable, which is the Mal Mudra, and through doing so, may you may you realize the appearances of this life to be like a dream. And in doing so, may you be of benefit to limitless sentient beings. Some are concerned about the thought that they don't have enough time to practice the Dharma and they want to practice intensively but just don't have the time or the opportunity to do so. Rinpoche said there's no need to be concerned about this, there's no need to be depressed about this kind of a thought, because when you return to your hometown, the place where you live, and are engaged in your work, then you should think as you go about your life, you should think all of the appearances around me are dream, they're dreamlike, they're illusory. And one should think about this again and again and again, reminding oneself constantly, this is dreamlike, this is illusory. And to do so is the practice of Dharma. That is Dharma. So you should rest your mind, naturally relaxed, within the clear light luminosity, which is the basic mind, and see everything around you as dreamlike and illusory, and you are practicing Dharma.
Nani dawa kaise dunda kaise tang yang viking dawa la tene ye chute kapso daga karma le chala da hai kya to sul yong kaise lob jong zo cham dam tu ne se na tene te ton chen bo re se de cham mai ba se rap se mal pa ba rang cham mai ba yin la pin to pe le kare nyam le
Then each year when you have a vacation from your work, for example, you may find the time to spend some months or some weeks or maybe a weekend at Kamalashila or at Helsai, for example. And at that time, engage in studying the Dharma or do an intensive practice session. And this will be of tremendous benefit, not only for this life, but also for coming lives, and not only for yourself, but also for all others.
Chitoka lazy suit any leka mambo ja, chaka mambo zuba lion to enda yaba, yabuchagre. Tene tender yabuchagre. Tender yingbo yabuchagre.
If each of the practitioners connected with these centers does this, then the presence of the two lamas will be very meaningful, and all of the work that has been done to prepare this place and to create proper conditions for practice will be meaningful. So it will create a very strong and very successful connection.
Hai chal pan do gre yedan ni do sing si che do pan do gre tene dana denge chu che do tene kalo dana wikin le nyama yong do nyama ni le de se yo te chera su ma ma wen tha nam ji lo jong zo ba re kalo lo jong te ba re te nang ni te khona ni ji le we te samu da thamu ye re yang ja tene lo jong zo na ya pon do se ne te khona ni ji le we te nyama ni le he ze la yo
So now Rinpoche will be leaving for Halchide to instruct the practitioners there. And he's asking Carl to stay here for 2 days to help those who would like to continue with the studies at this time. And some of you have already studied with Carl the Uttanamje, distinguishing the middle from the extreme. And Rinpoche is asking you to, those who have already studied that with him, should repeat the chapter on Dekona Nijileo, the chapter on the nature, the ultimate nature. And those who are staying for this session who have not studied that text as yet should study that chapter for the first time. And it's a very profound chapter which deals with the defining characteristics of the three aspects of existence, or the three natures.
Laman chodo da nyambo ayata repacha tan gonda tene chuzu jeba ni jine zi jik tan tundu zona tene wiking de la tene leka chenbo re soy nam chenbo sa gare ton ya pacha gare marbe wiking yeah.
So if you can come here on the weekends and practice together with Lama Chodo Dorje, he is leading the Ayutthaya Puja in the morning and the Chenrezig Puja in the afternoon, or the evening. So if you join with him in doing these practices, this will be a great work that you do and some great benefit. And Rinpoche's special parting words are that he offers the aspiration prayer that the study group at Kamalashila will be stable and flourish.
And
may the connection between the Lama and the students here be very strong and develop further and further.
Nam de dam je je ba ne tom ne ni be da nam ba je ga nam je ba la ro ba se be zo le ro wa ro wa zo men jo le bo ku ye tra ye la du jo song ge tra ji zo ta ra de me to ye tra jarwe ku son do je tra ji zo nendere ni mo de le sende ni me gong yang de le ni chen ta do de le kun jo song je tra ji zo y Ja.
So to begin with, since connections, interrelations, and what makes them meaningful or the most essential points about them are so important in our lives, Rinpoche would like us to begin with singing the song of meaningful connections. Because in order to practice Dhamma properly, it's important to remember impermanence. We'll sing the song of eight things to remember.
Oh, yeah. 계란을 키워가지고 될까요?